ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 8. This is a Japanese gift for you. Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。Naomi here.
Thanks as always for joining us. Naomi, could you remind us what we learned in the last lesson, Lesson 7?
Sure. In the last lesson, we learned our first sentence pattern. A は B です。
That's right. We used it to say our names, as in
私は Naomi です。
And in this lesson, we're going to practice using it to make different sentences. First, we'll listen to the conversation.
It continues from the last lesson.
Yes, Taylor has met Masato and Kaori at the airport, and they are still talking. And with that, let's listen to the conversation.
Taylor-san, これはお土産です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
いえいえ。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
テイラーさん、これはお土産です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
いえいえ。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
テイラーさん、これはお土産です。どうぞ。
Taylor, this is a little something for you.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
いえいえ。
Don't mention it. Taylor sounds really thankful for something. Mm. He said, ありがとうございます。What was it?
Well, Kaori gave him some omiyage.
If you remember from lesson 3, omiyage is a small gift given to someone. For example, if you go on a trip or are visiting from somewhere, a gift you bring from that area is referred to as omiyage.
It's an important part of Japanese culture. We love giving and receiving omiyage.
It's a really fun custom, I think. By the way, listeners, do you remember how to say you're welcome? Naomi, can you remind us?
はい。It's どういたしまして。
どういたしまして。But Kaori said something different this time. What did Kaori say in return when Taylor said ありがとうございます?
She said, いえいえ。
いえいえ。Another way to say, you're welcome?
Exactly. いいえ actually means no. So when you say, いえいえ, it's like, no, don't worry about it.
Like, oh, it's nothing, no problem.
That's right.
If you can't remember the original phrase we learned, どういたしまして, then this one should be much easier, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And there was one more new word, which was?
どうぞ.
Here you are, or here you go.
She said this when handing over the gift.
Yes, you can use it when you give something to someone. And not only that, it can also be used to mean go ahead as well.
Yes, like if you want someone to go ahead of you, you can say, どうぞ!
Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, we're going to review our first sentence pattern, A is B.
A は B です。Listeners, do you remember this pattern?
Basically, A wa B desu means A is B. We can insert words for A and B to create simple sentences. A is what we're talking about, and B is what we're identifying it as. Last time, we used this pattern to talk about ourselves. For example,
私は Naomi desu.
I am Naomi. We insert the words 私, which means I, and your name into the pattern. We can also put an occupation in place of our name too. For example,
私はパイロットです。
I'm a pilot. Okay, and now we're going to use this sentence pattern to talk about things other than ourselves, as much as everyone loves to talk about themselves.
You'll learn another useful way to use this pattern.
Okay, let's look at how it was used in the dialogue. Kaori said,
これはお土産です。
これはお土産です。There's a wa and there's a desu. So this is our A is B pattern, isn't it?
That's right.
So let's take a look at the words that replace A and B in this sentence. The first one is
これ。
これ。And this means?
This.
So the sentence starts with これ, this. And then we have わ, and the word after that is
お土産.
After お土産, we had the word です to finish the pattern. Can we hear the whole sentence again?
これはお土産です.
Literally, this is a small gift. We translated it as, this is a little something for you. Can we hear it one more time?
これはお土産です.
これはお土産です. Repeat after Naomi. This is a small gift.
これはお土産です.
This is a good one to remember if you're giving someone a gift from your home country or some other place that you've visited.
Let's try another one.
What word can we use? How about...
水.
Ah, 水. Listeners, do you remember this word? It means water. So how would we say, this is water?
これは水です.
Let's break it down.
これ.
This.
は. 水.
Water.
です.
And one more time.
これは水です.
Okay, listeners, repeat after Naomi. This is water.
これは水です.
Great. So between the first sample sentence and the second, the only thing that changed was part B of the pattern, right?
Yes. これはお土産です. And これは水です.
So now you can go around identifying things in Japanese. Let's practice it a bit now, shall we?
Why not?
Let's use a new word. Something simple.
Okay, since we used water, this time how about alcohol?
Good word choice. Maybe that drink that looks like water actually isn't.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't want to get the two confused. Okay, so how would we say alcohol?
お酒.
お酒. Now, we have this word in English. In English, it's pronounced sake. But it's important to know, this word means different things in both languages. Sake in English refers to a particular drink, Japanese rice wine.
Right. But when you say お酒 or sake in Japanese, this refers to alcohol in general.
Yes, so technically, beer, wine, cocktails, rice wine, it all falls under お酒. So just something to keep in mind. Okay, so back to our sentence pattern. How would you say, this is alcohol?
Here's a hint. Remember that the pattern was, これは B です.
Okay, and the answer is?
これは お酒です.
これはお酒です. Meaning, this is alcohol. Good for warning your guests.
So now, with this A wa B desu structure, you can introduce yourself and say what something is.
And really, that's only the beginning of what you can do with this pattern, so please commit it to memory.
We'll use it in the next lesson too.
Okay, well that's going to wrap up this lesson. Be sure to check out the lesson notes PDF that goes along with this lesson for more information on what we've covered here.
You can see how all the words and phrases are written in there, which really helps.
Go to JapanesePod101.com to download the lesson notes for this lesson now. Thanks for listening, everyone, and see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
じゃあまた。テイラーさん、これはお土産です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
いえいえ。